Hello, Michelle. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we are talking to Michelle with Just Peachy by Michelle, and we're going to learn more about this local business and how you're tied into another local business who we've interviewed. But first, I want to learn more about Just Peachy by Michelle. So bring us up to speed. What exactly do you make?
I pretty much make everything and anything. I have tons of customers who come to me with recommendations or requests. I do like wood signs. I do snarky pots. I can do sweatshirts, t-shirts, pretty much anything. You just come to me and tell me what you want, and I'll make it for you.
How did this all come about?
It was very random. I'm not artsy at all. I'm not crafty at all. I've always been involved in sports growing up, and my mom bought me a Cricut for my birthday 5 years ago. Yeah. It's a machine that you could make all kinds of crazy stuff with. Now I'm going into my fifth year of business, so it's pretty cool. It's like my escape. It keeps me busy. It's stressful, but still escape like my other stresses when I come and do this. So it's pretty cool.
When I go to your Facebook page or what have you, do I usually contact you and then I want to make something? Or do you have like, are you showing behind you like all different types of examples?
Yep. I have all different kinds of stuff. Yeah. This is like my popular Christmas stuff right now. Most of my customers are on Facebook. What they do is if you see something on my page you like, you can just send me a private message. Or if you have an idea that you saw somewhere else, you can send me a private message. And then what I do is I just work one-on-one with my customers, and I keep sending them like proofs and make sure they like it. And then we go from there.
Which is great too, because I'm sure we've all seen stuff like this on Etsy and other things that are national. I would imagine, you know, working with local customers is a little bit more of a level of trust. Like I know you're nearby, you know, at least I'm not ordering something from California or
and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people ask if I have websites and stuff, but I love the one-on-one interaction that I have with my customers. Like so many of my customers have become really good friends now just from talking every day about different projects and stuff. So I like making sure that I get it right. And then if there's any issues, I like that they can contact me, or if there's something they want to change. I like that we have that level of communication. So, but then I have like a craft show at Buchanan Elementary School, and then I'll be at Kaleidoscope selling there. So it's a pretty busy holiday season.
We're going to segue right into Kaleidoscope Collective, who we also are interviewing for our small business series. They are located in Bethlehem, right by Ripper's Pub, across the street from Steak and Steel Hibachi. And they are a store where, you know, you're going to be able to find gifts. But the unique thing is that the vendors are businesses like you. They're local artisans. So can you kind of talk a little bit about Kaleidoscope and what you have on sale there?
Yeah. So Melissa, owner, it's actually funny. She married my husband and I. Yeah. Like, and then when I found out who the owner was, it was kind of crazy. It's always a small world, but she has a lot of cool vendors there. Everybody does something a little bit different. The stuff that I'll have in stock there are a lot of Bethlehem items. There's some Bethlehem steel stack signs, some ornaments. There's going to be pillows there. There's going to be lanterns, wood signs, cutting boards, anything that's like perfect for just a quick pick me up if you're going to a holiday party or if you need like something funny for a friend or a coworker. It's a great place to shop because there's a little bit of something for everybody. So you know, there's always like this meme about small business owners. That's like, I quit my 9-to-5 day job to work like 40 hours a day. And it's so true. It's very true.
And it's, do you have like, you know, it'll be 11 o'clock at night and you'd be like, I have an idea. I have to go do that.
Yes. My husband drives. He's like, you need work hours. And I'm like, there's no such thing as work hours when you own your own business.
It's a double-edged sword, but that's great. It's great that you were able to find this outlet that also brings other people joy. And that's it's a lot of fun to see. So thank you so much for spending some time with us. What is the best way for people to find you if they were going to search you, Google you, what have you?
The best way to find me is on Facebook. That's my most popular site. If you go to Just Peachy by Michelle, my page should pop up. I'm on Instagram, but I like to say I'm a little bit older for the Instagram crowd, but I try to do and post over there. But Facebook mostly has all of my items that I make daily, and I'm always posting on there. So.
All right. Well, we'll be sure to tag you. So if they're watching this on Facebook, you can do it. And if not, it's in the show notes. We'll be sure that we have a link to your Facebook page. And awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Baco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, Michael Bernadin of Howard Schaefer and Associates with RE/MAX Real Estate, and our friends at the Coop Sports Bar and Kitchen. Happy holidays and shop local harder.